The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. What exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news. Join my cabinet, Gorka's cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com. Click on the Gorka's cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Well, they're out there having fun, and I want California sun.
It's that. Oh, I need to ask you a question. Can we do a little survey, friends? We've got my PatriotMobile.com special text line phone in my hand. Do you like when I do an hour long during the show, or just save that for my special subscription service? I had so much fun with Charlie Kirk for an hour, but maybe you want breaking news, maybe you want monologues, maybe you want to have calls. I love our calls. Tell me what you think. Tell me what your preferences are. 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262 for our text line. It is a time of the week. I'm going to call her from now on our West Coast warrior. She is the utility player at CRNTalk.com and host of the Morning Answer in the Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870. The Answer, the hardest working professional in radio, Jennifer Horn.
Well, isn't that sweet? I love that introduction. Hi.
Well, happy winning.
Winning Wednesday, you know.
Winning Wednesday.
That's, I like the letdown after Super Tuesday. So today's Winning Wednesday.
And I think, was it Chris Blunt said, well, what does that make Monday? Is that kind of cool Monday? I mean,
meatless.
It's not super. Meatless. Now, that's Friday if you're a Catholic. Meatless
that's
Fridays.
Right.
Come on.
Yep.
It's Lent.
It is. All right. What did you give up?
Not breaking my other leg. How's that? How about that?
That is the best thing I've ever heard you say. That's good. You got to stay in one piece from here on out.
Thank you. I'm now an expert. I finally worked out how to work on crutches. It wasn't a goal of my life. It really wasn't on my bucket list, but you should see me. I'm Speedy Gonzalez. It's underlay on my crutches. Yes, cultural appropriation. Did you get that, Media Matters? Yes, just write it down and transcribe it. Let's talk about what's going on in your part of the world on Mediocre Wednesday after Super Tuesday. So much to report. Let's talk about your representative, Schiffy Schiff. What's going on with him?
I knew you would be so excited to know about the election results for Adam Schiff. So this was kind of a funny race. You had about eight different candidates running against Adam Schiff, and some of them more serious than others. But it really kind of boiled down to Adam Schiff on the Democrat side. You had Eric Early running as a Republican, and you had a woman named Jennifer Barbosa running as an independent. And Jennifer Barbosa checked a lot of boxes. But when I had the opportunity to talk to her, I said, who are you going to caucus with, Republicans or Democrats?
Yes.
And she wouldn't answer. And so at that point, I thought, no, people that sit in the middle of the road get run over. I'm sticking with my guy, Eric Early, who did pretty well. A lot of the brand name incumbents, like the Maxine Waters of the world that you see from California, they did better than Schiff did, which tells me that there is a bit of a turn, maybe a little bit of Schiff fatigue. Adam Schiff came in to the race. He still got 58% of the vote, but Eric Early forced a runoff. He came in
second place.
That's big.
That is big, right?
It's what we need to have happen, because when it's a two-person race, there's a lot of opportunity for people to really make it a more meaningful race, right? You don't have to split votes with some of the other people in the field. You can also really set up pretty clear differences between your candidate and the other candidate. So Eric Early had 13% of the vote. But here's the story.
Who's the third person in your
district?
It wasn't
Jennifer Barbosa. It was not the independent who checked a lot of boxes. This tells you how crazy California is.
Do
the third place runner-up was the drag queen that was running against Adam Schiff that got some attention in Breitbart, some of the other publications a few months ago. Maybe a girl came in third with, get this, 11,801 votes, 11% of the
votes. Who was that one vote? I need to know. Who was that one?
I know,
11,001 votes.
This is what's so crazy about California.
What was her platform? Do we have a platform for maybe
her
a girl?
Heels. She was wearing platform shoes.
That was quick. That was warp factor 12. My God.
Thank you.
Did you rehearse that?
No, no rehearsing there.
Jennifer, this is why you're a pro. What's her platform? Her heels.
Her heels. But well this done. Is, yeah, this is what's so funny about California and why.
Would that get Chris Matthews fired?
Absolutely.
Tough. Because I'm not Chris Matthews. Sorry, carry on.
But what's really funny about these races in California and why I totally recommend that your state does not legalize marijuana is because when you do, like California did, you get people who are registered independents. Do you know who the top vote getter for the independent party was? And what people don't realize, when they register as independents, they think they're in the middle and that they don't have to subscribe to Democrats or Republicans' platform, essentially. But what happens is the American Independent Party is actually far more conservative than even the Republican Party. And so the top getting independent in the state of California was Phil Collins.
What?
Not of Genesis fame.
I like but another, Genesis.
I do too. But this is what happens in California. You get a bunch of people who go, oh, dude, Phil Collins is on the ballot. I'm going to go vote for him. And then this is what happened. So Phil Collins was the top vote getter in the presidential category for the American Independents. And he runs for the Prohibition Party. I'm pretty sure that everybody that voted for Phil Collins probably enjoys everything that Phil Collins, the candidate, actually wants to prohibit. Very interesting stuff.
I mean, that's just too funny. And that's why you are our correspondent. War correspondent out on the West Coast. Follow her right now. Jennifer Horn on Twitter. What about the man who is going to change it all? The revolutionary with a anger issue. What happened to Cenk Uygur of the Young Turks? I thought he was going to take Katie Hill's seat just like that, Jennifer.
He may have taken her seat, but he did not win the election.
Ooh, Cenk, you are on fire today, lady.
I'm telling you, maybe I'm in the glow of some of these races. But yeah, this was congressional seat 25 in California, the one once held by the Thruple fame, Katie Hill. Yeah, yes. And there's some great news. And I think this is one of the reasons I'm in a particularly good mood today, because there were actually a lot of really good success stories that came out of the primary yesterday for Republicans in California. And this was
this
one of them.
This is what we have to hear. Okay, give us all
I love
the
to give
good,
you hope.
The good. Yeah, no, you look, you are there. You're on the battlements. You told us you're not leaving California. You're going to fight. You and your buddies, Don, the Inland Empire good guys. So tell us, what's the good news from California today?
So in District 25, and this is Simi Valley, it's where the Reagan Library is, Santa Clarita, Palmdale, Lancaster, if you've ever been, kind of northern L.A. County. And Katie Hill vacated that seat. So there were a lot of people who were running for it. There were 13 plus running for this seat, including George Papadopoulos from Mueller fame, who only received about 1,000 votes in the district. He doesn't even live in the district. So it's unfortunate it didn't work out for him, but I don't think he was necessarily the best person positioned to win that seat.
No.
There were two strong Republicans. One was Steve Knight, who held the seat before Katie Hill. In 2018, it flipped from red to blue.
Right.
And Katie Hill took the seat. He ran again. And another guy named Mike Garcia, who I think is a superstar. I think you're going to hear a lot more about him. He's very well organized on the ground. He actually came in second. So in first place was a Democrat, Christy Smith, who did really well, but only pulled in about 29% of the vote. The good news is that Mike Garcia and Steve Knight, the two strong Republicans running in this seat.
What's the total for them?
Brought in the total of 45% of the
vote. Are you serious? In Katie Hill's district?
Yeah, Mike Garcia got 25%. Steve Knight got 20%.
That's incredible news.
I believe that with Mike Garcia and his energy, and if all the Steve Knight supporters coalesce behind Mike Garcia, this seat switches back from blue to red. I think this is one that Republicans take back in the fall. So that's really good news. And your friend Cenk, he made no difference. He got 5% of the vote. It was terrible.
The man who is bankrolled, and I'm joking, look it up. The man who's bankrolled by Google that YouTube gives office space to got how much? How much the percentage?
5% of the vote.
Poor Cenk. Yep. Don't cry.
Don't cry. Money doesn't buy everything. Ask Mini Mike today.
We can talk about that. Can we get your buddy? Can we get Garcia on the show? Can you connect us?
Yeah, absolutely. And you will love him. He's a young guy. He was in the Air Force and fantastically organized. And so this is a success story. The other one is from District 39. Ed Royce held that seat. It was a red seat in 2016. It switched to Gil Cisneros after 3 weeks of ballot harvesting and counting.
Wow.
And that was a blue seat. Now, Young Kim, who is a very good, strong Republican candidate, an Asian American, she got 50.8% of the vote to Gil Cisneros' 44.3%. So that seat, I believe, will flip back from red or from blue to red. And then Daryl Issa is back in the political game. He's going up against this Palestinian guy, Amar Kampa Najjar.
Right.
Daryl Issa won that race. He came in second place with 24% of the vote, but he split votes with Carl DeMaio, who's a radio guy there. I also really like Carl DeMaio, but he was only able to pull in 21% of the vote. But when you combine those two, I think this seat
It's Daryl's. No, it's Daryl's.
Absolutely. It's Daryl's seat to win. So these are really good. Plus, Proposition 13 was this big billion-dollar tax bond initiative that was running in the state, and it was written as Proposition 13, which protects homeowners and property owners. It's a brand in California. They used the Prop 13 name to try to get people to buy in to this proposition. It was very sneaky, and California voters actually got it right, and it went down. It was a no vote by 10%.
This is incredible. This is why we speak to her every single week to get the news, the good news coming out of the West Coast, out of California. She is, of course, our West Coast warrior, Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Follow her right now on Twitter at Jennifer Horn. I'll be back with Jen after these messages here on America First.
I'd like to endorse Jennifer Horn as the next California state governor.
I second that motion, James. I second that motion.
America First. Magnificent.
I still love that idea. Sunday, one of our callers today said I should be the governor of California. I said, only if Jen's my attorney general. Are we going to do
it? I'll be happy. We'll rule the state. Are you kidding?
Do you get a tiara then?
Oh, I better.
I want a scepter. And you get a tiara. Does that sound good?
Well, it's the People's Republic of California, so I feel like that would be okay.
Well, it beats a hammer and sickle, doesn't it?
It sure does. It's much classier.
We are back with the one and only Jennifer Horn. Follow her right now on Twitter. I'm so envious when people have, it's just her name, Jennifer Horn, on Twitter. It's so, so easy to follow. And you should be following this lady, the host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Let's leave California for a second. We've got some crazy stories to discuss. Oh, by the way, sorry. Got to do this. I have to thank everyone who's donated thousands of dollars already in just a couple of days to our Food for the Poor program that is helping the starving children in Guatemala. Let me just help you understand the significance of what you're doing. And if you're still on the fence, just listen to Hannah Jensen, the morning show host of the Colorado Springs radio station, Q102.7, who went to visit the villages where your donations are making a difference.
This is my first experience actually seeing true poverty. What impacted me the most was the kids, because they all were just so joyful to see us, you know, and I felt we were hope to them. And even if they do get sad at times, because I don't doubt that at all. I mean, they're hungry. That makes me sad for them, to be honest with you. They're kids who just want to be kids.
Let's help them together. Think of this one donation. $80 from you gives one of those children food and clean water for a whole year. Be a modern missionary. It's Lent. Let's give back. We are so blessed, and Food for the Poor can make it happen. Go to sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com, and click on the Feed the Starving Families banner. If you prefer, you can call them on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. $27 a month feeds a family of four for a whole year. Please think of giving to others right now in the Easter season. SebGorka.com and the Feed the Starving Families banner. We are back with Jennifer Horn. She is our West Coast warrior, but we're going to go big picture now. I just said it in the break. Your analysis in our first segment was the best post Super Tuesday analysis I've heard to date. Succinct. You had the figures at your fingertips. I want now you to apply that to the big picture. Biden v. Bernie. What's going on? What are you in favor of?
I'm in favor of Donald Trump. I'm in favor of voting for him. I can't tell you how happy I was to press the button for Donald Trump in California. And I don't think that there's much more for him to worry about. You know, a lot of people after the DNC kind of finagled the race and started readjusting and pressuring Mayor Pete and Amy Klobuchar to get out and endorse Joe Biden. And you can't tell me they did that by choice.
Skullduggery.
Absolutely. They, you know, the DNC set up this lane essentially for Joe Biden, who did have a great convincing win in South Carolina. And of course, you can't take anything away from him. People still went out and cast their votes for Joe Biden. But what I think you can't take away here is that not that Joe Biden is some great candidate, that they were all behind him last week at this time. When we spoke last Wednesday, most Democrats were scratching their head going, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't like Bernie Sanders. I want someone who's going to beat Trump. Never did anybody say, I am so excited to go out and vote for Joe Biden. It didn't happen.
This is it. The Q factor.
It's the Q factor, absolutely. And the candidate to win is always the one that has that it factor. And so today, Democrats are standing there with their Joe Biden grins on their face going, wait a second, oh, this is our guy. He's the one that's going to beat Trump. Well, no, his electability didn't go up. It's that he was the only other candidate left in the race because the DNC is kind of engineering this to make it a two-person race because they're afraid of Bernie Sanders. But I see two scenarios, Seb. I see Bernie Sanders is the candidate. Bernie Sanders will have people who are not into Bernie Sanders, who voted for Joe Biden yesterday and will continue to vote for Joe Biden through election season, going out, holding their nose and voting for Bernie Sanders. And then you'll have all of Bernie's supporters that will always vote for him going out as well.
Right.
If Joe Biden, the one that Democrats are now holding up like the mouse they just caught outside going, oh, this is our guy. If he's the winner, all of the Bernie people are going to feel that he was victimized. And they're
betrayed,
not going to show
betrayed.
Up.
Exactly.
So if I were a Democrat today, I wouldn't get too excited about the prospect of a Joe Biden candidacy. Not only is he not exciting, Trump can run exactly against the policies that Obama used that really depressed this country economically, that made us less safe than we are today. And he can run against that really current record that's in all of our own minds. But you also have the people who aren't going to turn out to vote for him, like Bernie, that think that he's just not an option. And then the third, which is the option I'm really hoping for, is that Bernie and Joe are going to go back and forth here over the next couple of primaries. They'll exchange and no one will actually hit that magic delegate number of 1,991. And then you get the contested convention. And I was never one of those people, Seb. I never thought, if you'd have asked me last week, what are the chances of a contested convention? I'd say, no way. The DNC will not let it happen. But now that they've kind of catapulted Joe,
they're very close.
50 delegates away from each other right now. And while Biden has some really favorable states, he's got Florida and other states that'll be good for him. I don't see Bernie Sanders really losing Michigan. I think he's got some wins. The West Coast, you still have Washington and Oregon.
Correct.
And I think those will go for Bernie. So I don't think this thing is going to get broken open one way or another. So it's an interesting time to be in politics. But I think in either way, the winner really comes out. It's President Trump.
Can you be like one of the new spokeswomen for the GOP?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go.
I mean, come on.
I could use one more job. I have a couple hours.
That was as good as the other segment. Come on. That was superb. Can you be the new Donna Brazile?
Please. What did she say about Ronna McDaniel?
Go to hell.
Believe that? And look, I love our friends at Fox News. I do. It's my choice for news.
Which ones?
Sorry, well, some of them.
Go ahead.
Some of our friends at Fox.
Finish your sentence.
But if you have that going on, do you really let that stand when you have someone telling
this
your guest
huge.
To go to H-double
I'm
going to
tweet this. I'm going to tweet this today and every following day. This is the first day that they haven't fired her or she hasn't apologized.
Exactly. Something has to change.
Okay. She's Jennifer Horner, and we haven't discussed the stories she wanted to discuss because I've been monopolizing her. So I'm just going to read the headlines. You can check them out for yourself because they're not so. And I want this to be out here. These are the two articles that Jennifer Horner sent me for our discussion today. One is from KTLA Tribune MediaWire. California lawmaker introduces bill that would offer financial incentives for meth users to stay sober.
Here's 50 bucks. Don't use this for cold medicine to go make your meth.
Here's 50 bucks. Behave yourself. And the last one before we run out of time. This is from the California Globe. Evan Simon. Mandatory gender-neutral toy and children's clothing sections proposed in new bill. Stop the hammering!
There's stealing joy.
Stop the hammering!
Do you know the joy of Jennifer Horn walking into Toys R Us and going to the pink aisle? They're trying to take that away from me. I don't like it.
Go get your tiara now. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back with your calls here on America First. 833-334-6752. Keep doing what you do. God bless you, Jen. Catch you soon. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
And they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
These guys are loonies. Do you have any idea who that is? Do you think that's some kind of Antifa thug? It's Senator Chuck Schumer. It's Chuck Schumer today at a demonstration against the Supreme Court and the impending decisions with regards to abortion legislation in Louisiana. Can we just, Chad, you got to play that again, because people need to understand this is the Democrat Party. This is the minority Democrat leader of the Senate, Chuck Schumer. And he says, Gorsuch! What a complete loony. Just play it, Chad.
And they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Release the whirlwind. Yeah, it was released. It was released on January 20th, 2017, and its name is President Donald J. Trump. Chuck.
Release the Kraken.
Oh, yeah. No, that's Bill Barr. But that's good. You are. That is sharp. For a guy who's been on the job for less than a week, he knows where the kind of, what do they call them? Audio cuts are connected to buttons. That's as technical as I'm going to get. Good. Nicely done, my man. That's exactly what we expect. Keep that bar high. Oh, let's have some real news apart from Chuck Schumer screaming. The President of the United States has donated his salary again. This time, his fourth quarter salary has been donated, a sum of $100,000, to the government. Back to you, to the Health and Human Services Department to fight the coronavirus. That's who Donald Trump is. We're going back to your calls, 833-334-6752. Don't forget, if you don't want to be as cranky as Chuck Schumer, do what I do. Rest your head every night on one of Mike Lindell's premium pillows. He's sold 45 million of them, and even the president sleeps on them. And if you use my name, you'll get 60% off plus free shipping. And right now, he's got a 2-for-1 deal. on his Egyptian cotton Giza Dream sheets. The most delightful, the most luxurious sheets you'll ever sleep on. Use my name, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. Let's go to our buddy Jeff in Houston, line two. Welcome back, Jeff.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. You probably explained this before, but I'd like you to take it on again. This endless wars narrative is troubling because it can be exploited both by the left and the right. The old Charles Beard populist and Michael Moore and Cindy Sheehan. And then on the right, you have kind of the isolationist bent of the old Jefferson Republican. And in the middle, you've got combat veterans who are having their service nullified when they're told that it was all for nothing.
Yeah, so
we've lost people, but our operational standards are probably higher than ever. Logistically, we're probably the best we've ever been before.
Yeah, our operational standards in the last 19 years have become superlative when it comes to steel on target. So nobody comes close to us, whether it's DA, direct action, what they call now surgical strike, whether it's remotely piloted aircraft. Nobody touches us in our capacity. Our capacity to reach out and touch and kill bad guys is... Other countries just dream about that kind of capacity. So, yes, we have honed the edge of our sword in ways that other countries are just envious of. However, Jeff, look, I'm not an isolationist. You know that. I'm not a pacifist. But when the president says dumb forever wars, what he's talking about in strategic terms is when you engage the might of the most powerful nation in the world and you have no well-defined strategic objective. Because when you have no well-defined strategic objective, you can't even measure whether you're winning, let alone know if you have won. And that's the issue. You never deploy the might of the military of this nation or any nation that's on our side unless you have very clearly defined strategic objectives, because otherwise it is irresponsible to do so. And the last 19 years has been the most egregious example of mission creep in the history of the use of the military. First it was kill Al-Qaeda, then it was create democracy, then it was a never-ending list of crazy, crazy things. So at the end of the day, it's just reminding the world that when we need force, we apply it with an objective that is clear, because that's what we owe the men and women in uniform. Always, Jeff, fabulous question. Thanks for calling. We'll get back to your calls in a second. Don't go anywhere. Douglas Palumbo, everybody else, the number here is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's natural, and pain relief, most important of all, that actually attacks the source of the pain, not the consequences, not the pain receptors. Doesn't hide the pain, doesn't muffle it, but goes after the inflammation. Shouldn't that be always what you're doing? That's what Relief Factor does. And that's why tens of thousands of Americans are taking it right now. And I want you to try. If you're suffering right now, just do what I did 14 months ago. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. And the back pain that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade, disappeared. And I am still pain-free because I take Relief Factor every morning and every evening. You should be the next success story. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. You owe it to yourself, as the president always says at his rallies. What have you got to lose? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with your calls in a moment.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Do you want to come on vacation with me? Let's do it! Come to Israel with me and Mike Lindell this December for the Stand with Israel 2020 tour. Yes, indeed, December 2nd to 11th. We're going to visit all the sites. We're going to go to the Wailing Wall, ancient Jerusalem, modern Tel Aviv, Galilee, where our Lord walked. Go to sebgorka.com, that's SEBGORKA.com, and click on the Stand with Israel 2020 tour. The first 20 people to register get to go to a special event with me and Mike Lindell. Go right now, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Stand With Israel 2020 banner, and we'll have the trip of a lifetime. Now, a very important guest, our last guest of the day here in America First. Across the nation, he is the co-creator of Dr. Radio at NYU and Sirius FM, associate professor of medicine at NYU's Langone Medical Center, the author of numerous books, one on the swine flu, one on the bird flu, and perhaps the most relevant today, False Alarm, the truth about the epidemic of fear. Welcome to America First, Dr. Mark Siegel.
It's an honor and a pleasure to be on with you, Sebastian. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. Follow this man right now on Twitter, Dr. Mark with a C, Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L. Let's cut through the rubbish, the fake news. Let's get to the meat of the matter. What do the American people need to know today about the coronavirus in perspective?
Well, they need to know that all of this public health attention that's been played to it has a specific purpose. Unfortunately, the way that it's communicated creates a different perception. What is the purpose? The purpose is to slow down the spread, if possible, of an emerging virus before it takes root in your community or mine, and then is kind of like an ember, a fire ember, that can then flare up to be a fire later on. That's the purpose of a mitigation strategy. It's not to alert you or alarm you that it's coming to your door, that you're going to be next, that you got to hide under your chair, anything like that. It's a public health tried and true mitigation strategy. Identify, isolate, contact trace, and quarantine people that may have been exposed. It's to slow the spread of the virus as we figure out more about it, as we make a vaccine, as we figure out treatments, as we understand actually how dangerous it is. And I'll add, it seems to be, from what we've been able to see, studying it in places, not necessarily China, although the Chinese scientists have been more and more helpful over time, studying it in other countries like South Korea, where we have obviously a pretty good relationship.
Yes.
We've discovered that it's probably slightly more contagious than the flu, slightly. And the death rate, this is another thing. The World Health Organization's completely erratic. You know, a bunch of doomsayers, now they're saying today 3.4% death rate. But what are they looking at exactly? Because there's clearly thousands of mild cases out there that have never been diagnosed. So the death rate is much lower than they're saying. In South Korea, which I just mentioned, it's about the same as the flu, a little bit more.
So what the government is doing right now, I have the screens up in the studio, the vice president, who is the point person for the government response, is holding a briefing in the briefing room of the White House on the coronavirus. These measures are prophylactic, therefore the prevention of this getting worse as we find out more about it. Let's talk about, I don't want to put you in a difficult position. We talked to Dr. Mark Siegel of NYU's Langone Medical Center. Have you seen in the past, you've written so many books, the one I'm really interested in is The Inner Pulse, Unlocking the Secret Code of Sickness and Health. I'm going to have you back to discuss that. Have you seen in the past such a rapid politicization of a virus in America?
No, that's deeply disturbing. I thought you were going to say, have I ever seen so much fear? And actually, the fear is in this case is generated by the politicization. It's not, for once, it's not being generated by poor messaging on the part of the task force. You know, Julie Gerberding back in bird flu days was saying, you know, this is going to beware the bird flu, and the head of the WHO, the bird flu, it's not a matter of if but when, it's going to kill 100 million people potentially, you know, something that was killing birds, by the way, not people.
Right.
So I think the messaging, on the, with the exception of one slip by Nancy Messonnier, who said, you know, this is going to disrupt your community and mine, and the if but when sentence. But other than that, the messaging has been very strong. It's the politicization that is building the fear. The hysteria is coming from, you know, trying to knock the president and his team. And I mean, how is this president responsible for this virus, by the way? It came from China, didn't it? And then, you know, travel was restricted very early. He responded very quickly to this virus. And then they're talking about billions of dollars, like they know what that means. I spoke to Deputy Secretary Cuccinelli at Dulles last week, and he said, by the way, we're using the Ebola money that we never used here, you know?
All right, that's the fact. That's why we have him on the show. Fox News medical correspondent Dr. Mark Siegel. Follow him on Twitter, Dr. Mark Siegel, and go to drsiegel.com. In the last 60 seconds we have with you, Doctor, what do Americans have to do? Is there anything different we have to do right now?
Well, I think we have to pay attention to messaging and how these words are being delivered to us. If I tell you precautions you can take for respiratory viruses, please, that's for the flu. That's for any respiratory virus, to keep well hydrated, to wash your hands frequently. That's not for this. Please stop putting that mask on, which is announcing that you think this thing is coming down the street. Have reliance on your public health officials. We've never had two better public health officials at the helm here. Three, if I add Alex Azar, who's not a physician but is a very steady hand, the vice president, a very calming hand. But Tony Fauci has more experience than any infectious disease expert in the country, and Robert Redfield is a virologist, the head of the Centers for Disease Control. We have the right people on this task force. President did a great job putting them in place. We have to rely on them for what we need, which is protection, and stop rushing to the worst-case scenario. We're not going to get there.
I love our newest guest on America First. I'm going to christen him the Tom Homan of health. He is, because he looks it, he sounds it, and he's a common sense truth sayer. Follow this man on Twitter right now, Dr. Mark Siegel with a C, and go to Dr. Spell it out, D-O-C-T-O-R, Dr. Siegel, SIEGEL.com. God bless you, Doctor. If you're in the swamp, we want to see you in studio. Can we do that?
You bet. I can't wait.
Let's do it. God bless. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast, on more than 200 stations, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, and don't forget Instagram TV after the show airs. All 3 hours will be posted. We are broadcasting across the nation and keeping you healthy, keeping you sane, and that includes taking Balance of Nature before every single show. It is health in your hand. What Dr. Douglas Hound has created is truly remarkable. When I take those six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, I'm taking the equivalent of 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That's how I get around the fact that I just hate kale. Kale is evil. But I'm going to be healthy, and so can you be. You'll get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature if you use my name. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com, secret code, G-O-R-K-A.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Is that Eric Chappie there? Where's Eric? Are you there?
Right here, Dr. G.
What day is it, Eric?
It is Wednesday, the 4th of March.
What do I do on Wednesdays? Oh, dear.
McDonald's?
Shh, that's a secret. What do I do at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays?
You appear on the hottest news show in America, America This Week, with Eric Bolling.
And are you supposed to remind me to tell people?
I may or may not have neglected to do that today.
You sound like a politician. That is such a swamp answer. Watch me tonight on the newest, hottest TV show. It is America This Week with our buddy Eric Bolling. You can watch it live, WJLA.com, or across the nation on Sinclair Network TV stations. That's America This Week. Eric Bolling, 7 p.m. Eastern, WJLA.com. And Eric will never forget to remind me again. Let's go to Dale, line one, Detroit. Welcome, Dale.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Get off the speakerphone, Dale. You're not allowed to go on national radio on the speakerphone. It's like rule number one.
I'm on the phone.
Good. Sorry. Go ahead. You got 2 minutes.
Okay. I want to make a point about the last your guest from last hour, Charlie.
Yes.
And he was saying he'd rather have Biden. My biggest problem with Biden is that once he is the actual candidate, I mean, we had a hard time going after his family, the Biden side, when he was just a Democrat running for president. And now when he's a candidate, the media is going to be even worse. You won't be able to do anything about investigating Biden and his family and all the everybody else.
You know why that's not true?
Why?
Were you around for impeachment?
I was.
What did the Democrats talk about for days and days under impeachment? I mean, it's the most stupid move they ever made. What did they talk about, Dale? I'll give you one guess. Hunter Biden and the Ukraine. They've set the precedent for us. They won't be able to say, you can't talk about that, because they did for days and days and days in the Senate. So, Dale, you're being logical. Stop it. We're talking about the left, and you're not allowed to be logical. Common sense does not apply. Nice thought, but we will be fine because we can use their example. God bless all of you. Sorry to Mark Palumbo and everybody else who tried to get through to the show. And Sal, who bet me about Liz Warren and lost the bet, called back and then dropped off. Sal, you better call tomorrow because we like people called Sal. We like all of you here on America First. If you missed anything, subscribe to the podcast right now. Go to the iTunes app, wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Do it. Hit that little bell twice so it's filled in, because that's how sneaky Google is. And don't forget the app. Look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, the America First app. And then lastly, our webpage, sebgorka.com. New articles every day, the best videos of the day. Don't hesitate. Do it now. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, watch your six. Keep your head on a swivel. Never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.